Right, we're good to go. Hi.
Once again.
Hello.
Hello.
So,
welcome.
We haven't been here for a little while.
No. No, we haven't.
Because I've been away. So it's been 3 weeks since we've been sat here.
Since we've done any recording. Yes, I know.
Yeah,
I know. I was here. I wasn't here.
I'm communicating to the... So my hair has grown probably quite considerably since the last one.
Yeah.
It's getting... It's still...
I don't think I'd notice, sort of, really... It was long anyway.
Yeah, that's just a word to describe my hair, isn't it? Long. Ridiculous. Also, the more observant amongst you will notice that Ben is wearing his glasses. The first, I think this is the first one that you've...
Probably, yeah.
You've worn your glasses. You crazy! Just stop it.
Fine then.
People can't. People can't keep up. You're taking them off. Can you see me?
I can see you, yeah. You're at the right distance to be seen. I can't really see the... screen on the camera.
Put them on, you idiot. Yeah. Come on.
All right.
Come on. No, you know, you've got to embrace short-sightedness. You know? It's, something we should be proud of. Anyway, I spilled some cuprinol today at work.
A story for you.
So, yes, buckle in, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. I began to describe this to you. There was... cans of cuprinol, I don't know, cans, bucket, they're about that big, right?
Kegs.
For those listening, about the size of a paint pot, tin. A largish paint pot.
Tin.
Tin.
Paint tin?
Tin? Is it tin? Oh, I don't, yeah, it's tin,
a
probably.
A thing that paint is carried in.
Yes, yes. And one of them fell over and made a mess, and it was just a noise. It was like, oh, bloody hell, yeah. Anyway, there was more in a trolley that was just, which was just down from me, and there were these customers sort of faffing around with it. It was near some compost, and they were looking at the compost. And I was getting a bit annoyed because it's like, well, it's clear that something's happened here. Just leave me alone. Come back in a bit. They nudged my trolley, and the paint just went the whole trolley. Well, I say that about three of these. Cartons of paint.
We're just going to keep coming up with different names for them, aren't we?
Can't keep up with this. See, I'm such a natural storyteller, aren't I?
Clearly.
Captured. So basically, I spent the morning spilling cuprinol and the afternoon...
Well, no, what you did is you spent the morning precariously stacking it on a trolley.
Yeah.
And then the afternoon clearing it up after some irresponsible thugs of customers.
Exactly.
Terrible people.
Got to blame the customers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had just cuprinol everywhere, all over my face. The thing is, I've got a fear of it now. I can't move it anymore. I think I've been...
You have a fear. Why?
I've got a fear of cuprinol just in case someone spills it and I have to clear it up.
Well, just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Secure the casters.
That's one of the things, is that they weren't put in the thing properly. They weren't put in the... trolley, really. They should have been stacked a bit better, but still, it's not my fault. So you have to put sand down and you have to pad that down for ages and leave it for ages and scoop up stuff with a dustpan and brush and then tomorrow I've got to go there with some hot soapy water and scrub at it. So gee, the thing is, that could have just not happened, you know, when stuff like that happens. It's like, oh, for God's sake.
If you hadn't stacked the trolley wrong.
Well, if the customers hadn't been idiots, then it wouldn't have happened.
Everyone is to blame.
Yeah, everyone apart
from
me.
No, everyone. Including you.
Everyone for everything.
Yeah. Everyone that those customers that ever have come into contact with at any point, they're to blame as well.
But also, they ran away. So that proves a guilty conscience, doesn't it? Because they just made a beeline for the exit. I didn't see them. They didn't say sorry.
Maybe they used it as a diversion to steal things.
Well, having said that, we also had a mower stolen today. A petrol mower. Very expensive. £300.
How do you steal a petrol lawnmower?
Do you know how they do it? They walk out of the shop with it. See, that's novel, isn't it? They walk out of the shop. They just get away with it. Because there's idiots on the tills that...
You mean like you?
Like me? Well, I wasn't on the tills today, so I'm excused.
Mm.
But, so this has been like a 5-minute moan. I hope you've enjoyed.